back in the city, full circle. I feel like a little boy, actually. Never had so much fun on a motorbike in one day. Thank you, sir, very, very much. Who are you?
I'm Mike Andrews.
And your Twitter account, you've got a couple, but what's the one you want attention drawn to?
Republic Moto.
Republic Moto on Twitter. What's that going to be about?
It's going to be about bikes, more about stripping stuff back and finding the soul of a bike as opposed to bolting stuff on.
Nice. Less is more and all that. Where did we go today? We're standing under the exhaust pipe of doom, strapped on the side of a massive building. We're also outside a very, very cool cafe, and we started off today at a very, very cool cafe. So, go through the motions.
So this morning we started off at Shed 5, and from there we took the back roads through Jervois, down around Waterview, through into Titirangi, and we wandered up through the Waitakeries. We went out and had a coffee in Titirangi, and then we headed out to Piha and enjoyed the black sand. From Piha we wandered right through to the end of the Waitakeries, jumped up over Kumu into Halatau for a copper tart, a pale ale. That was a nice drop. And then from Halatau we thought we'd go and pop in for a cup of tea with Kim.com.
Yes. Unfortunately, he was busy with his lawyers at that particular time, which is not, you know, difficult to believe because he's very lawyery at the moment. Wow. That's a lot in a day, actually.
It's half the day, because then we headed back into the city, down the northern motorway, so from the west coast to the east coast. We then stopped at a secret spot under the harbour bridge, and you got to see the city from a view that probably nobody gets to see very often. And then we did a quick skirt across the harbour bridge and little more than our t-shirts and helmets, and then we snuck through town, wandered up the domain through a nice little bit of twisty road up to the museum, and then we snuck down into York Street Mechanics for a crate of beer and a couple of potato skins.
I tell you, such an incredible contrast, and only about 130-140 kilometres today from memory, and one minute I'm absolutely ecstatic with joy as we come over the brow of a hill flanked by rainforest. You're in the cool air, the sun is beating down, misleading in fact. I had to stop and get some sun cream because I thought I'm gonna fry here. And then you've got this winding, snaking, beautifully smooth road. And no cars. Very rarely, we saw traffic in that neck of the woods, literally. And then coastline, boom, in your face, and you just desperately want to look at it, but you also don't want to go over a cliff, so you're watching the road. And then we're back in the city now, which is so much more beautiful, coming in at sunset over a bridge, seeing what is an incredibly interesting skyline, especially with the huge syringe. What's it officially called?
Sky Tower.
The Sky Tower, that's better. Sounds much more marketable. And yeah, just epic. And I've been riding this Honda 750, and it's reminded me, because it's a bit customy, it's a set up and beg kind of cruiser, which just meant we really could take it easy and not go crazy. And it reminded me of my one of my first bikes, which was a CM125, bit of a custom. It's much, much bluer than my very dark and dirty CM125. And what you been on today?
I have been on a vintage 1982 GS450T.
Love it, absolutely love it. Only broke down once as well, didn't it?
It's like an old girl. She needs a bit of patience every now and then, a bit of rest.
Yeah.
You got to get off them.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was so hot out there, and it was literally possibly overheated coils, and after a stop for a beverage we were back on and out. And yeah, do you get out much doing this kind of stuff?
The weather's pretty interesting in Auckland. You get rain, you get wind, you get sleet, and that can all be in 3 hours, so you just get out there and you get it done.
Yeah, honestly, I can't begin to tell you how much I've enjoyed today, and I would not have wanted to spend it any other way. I just beaming. And if you don't ride a motorbike, I don't know if you can explain it, because it's just epic freedom, and you're just a part of everything around you. So Yeah, let's do it again sometime.
Sounds good. I'll come your way.
Yeah, no, well, not as exciting as this, but I'm sure we'll find some windy country.
Snow riding.
Oh,
snow riding.
Yeah, great.
A Land Rover or something.
Yes.